Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Public Service Commission, reminding you to call or click 3 working days before you dig. Dial 811 and use caution while digging.
I'm Jason Taylor. Much of mid and southern Missouri is under a winter weather advisory today with snow accumulations between a half inch and 3 inches. Cities included are Kansas City, Columbia, Jefferson City, Springfield, Rolla, and St. Louis. A former standout athlete and assistant coach in Southwest Missouri's Willard died Saturday in a hunting accident. 24-year-old Justin Atchison was an assistant coach for the high school's baseball and football teams. The U.S. Supreme Court is deciding whether lethal injection would make a Missouri inmate suffer cruel and unusual pain. Russell Bucklew says his tumor could burst and make him suffocate, an argument that State Solicitor John Sauer says aims to delay Bucklew's execution.
He can plead all kinds of alternative methods of execution that are not completely untested and completely unknown. He can plead hanging. He can plead firing squad. He was aware he could plead firing squad, but he strategically decided not to do that.
Bucklew is asked to die by gas chamber, a method allowed inside a current Missouri prison. None of Missouri's prisons have one. In 1996, Bucklew murdered Michael Sanders of Cape Girardeau in southeast Missouri. A departing Southwest Missouri state lawmaker says he's shocked that voters defeated a 10-cent gasoline tax increase last Tuesday. While he's shocked at the vote, Webb City GOP State Representative Charlie Davis believes voters looked at Proposition D as a tax increase.
And when they're starting to reap the rewards of the Trump tax cuts and the tax cut that the Missouri legislature provided, I think most people just didn't feel like they're ready to give any money back.
Davis predicts the legislature will do some good things for transportation in 2019. Davis, who served 8 years in the House, was elected Tuesday as the Jasper County Clerk. He'll take office in the new position in January. Nobody matched all of the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night's drawing is now worth an estimated $107 million. A man from Maryland Heights near St. Louis is due in court this week to answer charges of statutory rape and child molestation. 39-year-old Jason Fujarski is accused of having sexual contact with a girl when she was 11. Columbia police in mid-Missouri say two adult men were shot yesterday afternoon. Both victims were taken to a hospital to be treated. No suspect information has been released. Cindy O'Loughlin will be among 9 new state senators to take part in the next Missouri legislature in January. The Shelbina businesswoman says she learned a lot about her future constituents while campaigning.
There are some really incredible people in our northeast part of the state, and I've met so many of them, and I've really appreciated the opportunity to gain an understanding of things that are going on in their life.
O'Loughlin is one of 5 Republican newcomers to receive at least 70% of the vote in GOP-dominated, mostly rural districts. She's replacing term-limited Republican Brian Munsinger of Williamstown in the expansive 14-county Northeast Missouri Senate District 18. This is Missouri Net.